Welcome to Chess Times, a Chess Gaja podcast, your quick 10-minute dose of chess news, tournament highlights, and stories from the chess world, brought to you by Chess Gaja Academy. Whether you're a pro or a beginner, let's make your next move your best move. Let's dive in. H1, welcome to Chess Times, a Chess Gaja podcast. We're back with all the action from the chess world over the past week.
Let's dive in. It's been another thrilling 7 days in chess.
In a sensational feat, 9-year-old Eric Kapil from Delhi held World No. 1 Magnus Carlsen to a draw in an online blitz game during early title Tuesday. Remarkably, Eric was winning but flagged on time. Eric is a prodigy to watch out for the future.
That's incredible for a player who started chess just 4 years ago. Such stories highlight India's growing chess dominance. India's Pragyananda overtook reigning world champion D. Gukesh in the live FIDE ratings, a historic milestone.
A clear sign of rising competition as Arjun Gukesh in Prague, the Indian prodigies keep changing on who is India's number one. Fascinating shift.
In London, the FIDE World Rapid Team Championship title was clinched by Team MGD1. Led by Arjun Erigaisi. WR Chess Team then defended their Blitz title, though a quarter-final victory came after a timing controversy involving Germany.
Plus, 19-year-old Divya Deshmukh from Nagpur defeated Women's World. No one Ho Yifan in Blitz for Hexamind, earning praise from PM Modi and state leaders.
The Norway Chess Super Tournament in Stavanger, May 26, June 6, wrapped with Magnus Carlsen winning his 7th title, Anna Muzichuk winning the women's section. Carlsen held off a challenge from Gukesh and Caruana in dramatic fashion.
Earlier in the event, Carlsen beat Gukesh in the opening round using the unusual Jobava London. Arjun Erigaisi also took down Wei Yi in an Armageddon tiebreak.
A Financial Times analysis revisited Jim Slater's 1970s patronage that fostered UK chess growth. Despite online popularity, 8.9 UK members on chess.com, England now has no top 50 players and few top 100s. The article suggests new incentives to revive youth titles.
A reminder that infrastructure and funding are critical. Talent alone isn't enough.
Magnus passed the 2900 rating milestone in freestyle chess, marking a new standard. He jokingly said his wife found him more attractive as a result.
Carlsen continues to dominate both officially and in these unofficial formats, fueling interest in freestyle play.
In a surprising twist, Carlsen hinted he might return to classical world title contention, saying maybe one last time. When referring to challenging Gukesh, he hasn't ruled out entering the next candidate's cycle.
The Cairns Cup wrapped June 20th. Carissa Yip won ahead of Alice Lee, with India's Harika Dronovalli finishing third.
And the 2025 Grand Chess Tour continues through October, currently led in points by Maxime Vachier-Lagrave, with Pragyananda topping prize earnings at US 102K. And
all right, I think that's a wrap for this week. We've got 9-year-olds drawing Carlsen, Indian prodigies trading places at the top, team drama in London, and Carlsen breaking records. Again, it's been a wild week in chess.
Bye, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Chess Times. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and share it with fellow chess lovers. Until next time, keep playing and keep improving. See you soon.